death or the day, we never depart from God. Committed to that faith, committed to that faith, committed to that word of God. Committed to that faith, committed to that faith, we never depart from God. Committed to the faith, committed to the faith, committed to the word of God. Committed to the faith of the Father, we follow your face of trust. Committed to the faith of the Bible, our faith is in the Word of God.
Committed to the faith, committed to the faith, we never depart from God.
Committed to the faith, committed to the faith, committed to the word of God.
Committed to the standard of living, committed unto holiness. In season or in time on day, committed unto Christ of flesh.
Committed to the faith, committed to the faith, we never depart from God. Committed to the faith, committed to the faith, committed to the word of God.
Committed to the one living Jesus, the promised Christ of Federer. He is he that living for salvation, the promise and our hope.
Committed
to abiding in Jesus, the Christ who died at Calvary. Committed to the old resurrection, which God has made for you and me.
Committed to the faith, committed to the faith, we never depart from God. Committed to the faith, committed to the faith, committed to the word of God.
Kafara pun zaba, kafara pun zaba, kafara pun aralayu. Kafara pun zaba, kafara pun zaba, kafara pun aralayu.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a tẹríba láti gbàdúrà. Just want to pray. Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Father in Jesus' name.
Bàbá wa ti wà níwájú yín o.
Father now we are before you.
Ẹ bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
Lord speak to us.
Ayé kọ̀ọ̀kan kọ̀ọ̀kan lórúkọ Jésù ẹ bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
Lord speak to us.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ yín lórúkọ Jésù ẹ bùkún fún wa. Ayé wa kò ní wà bákan náà. Lórúkọ Jésù mo ní ayé wa kò ní wà bákan náà. Lórúkọ Jésù ayé wa kò ní wà bákan náà. Lábí ọ̀rọ̀ yìí lórúkọ Jésù ẹnìkọ̀ọ̀kan yóò rí àánú gbà. Lórúkọ Jésù ojú orí ọ̀fẹ́ ní abí ọ̀rọ̀ yóò yá máa rọ̀ lé wa lórí. Orí ọ̀fẹ́ tí ayé yẹn fi gba ìyípadà.
Grateful.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ tá a fi gba ìyẹ́ agbára nínú ẹ̀mí. Grace for powerful works of God. Grace to do things that God wants
us to do.
Lorugo Jesu labi oro yin kari ore obe nasa.
Ogo
ni fun Oluwa. Ni orugo Jesu Oluwa wa.
In Jesus name, our Lord.
Eje ka jo se ami to ni le dada.
Very loud, amen.
Mo ki wa ni ekan si wi pe akabo si waju re.
I welcome you once again to the presence of the Lord.
Koko oro Olorun ti abi nba wa soro ni ene.
On the topic of the message you are discussing today.
Oni ifarajin ati yara soto ninu igbagbo.
Commitment and consecration in faith.
Ifarajin ati yara eni soto ninu igbagbo.
Commitment and consecration in faith.
Ma fe ki gbogbo wa ko jo so oya o. Nini we Romu.
Romans.
Ori kejila.
Chapter 12.
Ese ikeni.
Reading verse 1.
Oni ni tori na mofi yonu Olorun beyin.
I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God.
Ara.
Brethren.
Ki anyi ki obi ara anyi fun Olorun.
That you present your body.
Ni epo aye.
A living sacrifice. Holy.
Etewoda.
Acceptable.
He says in it your tongue.
God, which is your reasonable service.
I want to talk to you about what sorrow. If you make me,
I want to talk to you about two places.
If you are for calling me, can you?
I've read number one to you.
Only need to read a movie. You know, Alonso Beniara.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by
here
you go be
Alaye for Alon.
That you present your body living sacrifice, holy.
Adini itewoba.
Acceptable.
Only a yini site in yet
your
tongue.
Which is your reasonable.
What is that? You have only we pay. Love your or your
You will obtain grace under this ministration.
It will call into KG.
Or 2 Corinthians.
Call into KG.
2 Corinthians.
Ori Kefa.
Chapter 6.
Mubeka Esa Ikenila. Asi Esa KG.
I'm reading verse 14 to 18.
O kaba yi wi pe.
E
ma se fi idogba da po pelu awon alai gbagbo. Nitori idagbo kini ododo ni pelu aisododo. Idagbo kini imole si ni pelu okoko.
And what communion at light with
Christ. Irebo kini Christi ni pelu Beliali.
And what concord at Christ with Beliali.
Tabi pe wo ni eni ti o gbagbo ni pelu alai gbagbo.
Irepo
kini tembili Olorun ni pelu orisa. Nitori eyin ni tembili Olorun alaye. Gege bi Olorun ti wi pe. Emi o gbe inu won. Emi o ma rin ninu won. Emi o si je Olorun won.
I will be their God. And they shall be my people. No.
E jade kuro laarin won.
Come out from among them.
Ki e dara yin si odo. Ni Oluwa wi. Ki e ma si se bowo kun aimo.
Emi
o si gba yin. Emi o si je baba fun yin. Eyin o si je omokunrin mi. Ati omobirin mi. Ojumare wi. E je ki a se amen. E je ka se amen. Jade ati mami. Koko oro Olorun ti a ngbo leni. O ni ifaraji.
Commitment.
Ati yara soto ninu igbagbo.
Consecration in faith.
Ifaraji.
Commitment.
Ati yara soto.
Consecration.
Ninu igbagbo.
In faith.
Eri bi mejeji ti mo ka fun wa yi.
The two texts I've read unto you.
Ibe ni mo ti n ba wa soro.
That's the way I'm instructing my message.
Igbagbo.
Faith.
O wa ni ipele ipele.
In diverse categories.
Ipele kan.
One category.
O ni eniyan ti ma ngbagbo.
Man believes.
Ti a tun le wi pe eyan di omo Olorun.
So he becomes a child of God.
Ipele kan ni.
That's one part.
Pe ibi ti eyan ti gbagbo ni pe o eyan ronu kubada o si gba Jesu loluwa o si je kele.
You believe, you rely on Jesus. And you receive him as your God.
Ibe ni Olorun ti ma nso elese di eni mimo ni waju e.
God made sinners to be saved before him.
Ibe ni Olorun ti ma ngba niyan gege bi omo re.
That's where God adopts as his child.
Ni ipele yi.
In this section.
Olorun ma nso yan di ara ale re.
God made a person his own household.
Bíbẹ̀ láti máa ń pè yàn yàn di kìrìsìtẹ́nì.
Èyàn
di ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Èyàn di oní. Nígbà tí èèyàn bá gbọ́dọ̀ yẹrere tó ronú kúrò tó sì gba Jésù ní olúwa ẹ̀ tó sì gbẹ́kẹ̀lé èèyàn di kìrìsìtẹ́nì nìyẹn ìpele kan ni ṣùgbọ́n ìpele mìíràn ó ní lẹ́yìn téèyàn ti gbàgbọ́ ó ní ìfarajìn àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀ nínú ìgbàgbọ́ ló wà. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ó wà nínú nǹkan mìíràn náà ó ní pátára.
There are other things of the flesh as well.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ṣe pàtàkì nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
It is very important in faith.
Ó jẹ́ ìpele kejì.
It is another step.
Ìfarajì.
Commitment.
Àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
Consecration.
Ẹ gbọ́ bí mo ti ṣe ń bá wa sọ.
Listen carefully to my word.
Mo sì fẹ́ kó yé wa.
And I want you to understand.
Gidigidi.
Very, very well.
Ìfarajìn.
Commitment.
Àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
Consecration.
Ìpele yìí.
And in this part.
Ìbẹ̀lẹ̀ yẹn ti máa ń gbádùn Ọlọ́run.
That is where man enjoys God.
Ìbẹ̀lẹ̀ yẹn ti máa ń dàgbà.
That is where man grows.
Ìbẹ̀lẹ̀ yẹn ti máa ń tẹ̀síwájú.
That is where he progresses.
Ẹni tí ò bá gba orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìpele yìí.
Anyone without the grace of this place.
Tí ò gba orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìfarajì.
And all is not the grace for commitment.
Àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
Consecration.
Yóò kàn dàbí ọmọ tí wọ́n bí tí ó dàgbà.
We just be like a child born that does not grow.
Yóò kàn dàbí ọmọ tí wọ́n bí tí ó wò lárógbó.
We be like a child that does not grow.
Ẹni pé ìyàtọ̀ sí pé òbí ti ò dùn.
Besides, the parents will not be happy about the situation.
Ọmọ ìkẹ́gun ò lè gbàdúrà rẹ̀.
Even the child will not enjoy his own life.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́lẹ́ ni kìrìsìtẹ́nì ẹni onígbàgbọ́ tí ò bá bọ́ sí ìpele kejì.
The Christian believer that never goes to the other part.
Nítorí náà ni a ṣe sọ fún wa wípé.
And that was what you are told.
Ẹ rí wípé bí ẹbẹ̀ ni pé mo fi ìyọnú Ọlọ́run bẹ̀yìn a.
Just like an imploration, my
dear. Ẹ mọ̀ pé ní téèyàn máa fi bẹ̀yàn pé jọ ṣe ń báyìí.
When you implore someone to go to the
place. Ẹ mọ̀ pé ó ní nítorí.
That means you've seen something.
Pé mo fi ìyọnú Ọlọ́run bẹ̀yìn.
I beseech you.
Ẹ fi ara yín fún Ọlọ́run.
Present yourself unto God.
Ẹ fi ara yín fún Ọlọ́run.
Present yourself unto God.
Ẹ pé èrè pọ̀ níbẹ̀.
That means there are many benefits at
all. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló gbàgbọ́.
Many believed.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó ṣe wípé kò ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìfarajìn àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
But never have a grace for commitment and consecration.
Lóòótọ́ ni wọ́n gbàgbọ́.
You need to believe.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò gba orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìfarajìn.
But they never receive the grace for commitment.
Àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
And consecration.
Mo wúlò wípé gbogbo àwọn ń gbọ́ ní Peter lórí afẹ́fẹ́. Orí ọ̀fẹ́ yẹn yóò wọnú ayé yín.
That grace will.
Ayé yín kò ní wú àbákan náà. Ìmọ̀ òkùnkùn ní jọ lórí yín. Bí Ọlọ́run bó ti wu Ọlọ́run láti wípé kí ẹ máa gbọ́rọ̀ yìí kẹ wà lábẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
As it pleases God that you are here listening to the message.
Ẹ rí àánú Ọlọ́run gbà.
You will obtain the mercies of God.
Ìfarajìn.
Commitment.
Àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
And consecration.
Nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
In faith.
Ó ní kó tí mo fi ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
That's the subject of the message.
Ìfarajìn.
Commitment.
Àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀. Ìgbàgbọ́ dára.
Faith is very fine.
Ó dára ó yàtọ̀ sẹ́sìn.
Differs from religion.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí èèyàn ò bá ní nǹkan méjì yìí.
But when you don't have those two things.
Ó ṣeé ṣe kó mọ̀ gbàdún ìgbàgbọ́.
Possibly you might not enjoy faith.
Ẹ mọ̀ ọ̀tọ̀ ni kéèyàn ralẹ̀.
There's one thing to buy the land.
Ọ̀tọ̀ ni kó tún ṣe àmúlò rẹ̀.
Another you can make good use of the land.
Tí wọ́n bá sọ wípé ilẹ̀ yìí o.
You see this land.
Wúrà ló ń bẹ ìsàlẹ̀ rẹ̀ o.
It's gold. Finish.
Tàbí òkúta iyebíye kan o.
But there are precious stones there.
Téèyàn sì rà á.
And you buy.
Gbé yẹn.
You took a step.
Ó rà lóòótọ́.
You bought it.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó tún ku ìgbésẹ̀ pé kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí í gbẹ.
But there is another one of digging.
Tó lè rí wúrà yẹn ní òkè pẹ̀.
You cannot find the gold off the ground.
Yóò gbẹ ni.
You dig.
Gbígbẹ yẹn.
That dig.
Ìfarajìn ni o.
That's commitment.
Ìyára sọ́tọ̀ la lè pè.
That's consecration.
Nínú gbígbẹ́ yẹn.
In digging.
Ẹni yóò ti máa kan àwọn ìṣúra dáa kó sínú ilẹ̀.
The treasures buried down there will be met.
Nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
And in faith.
Àwọn ìṣúra ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
There are treasures there.
Nínú Jésù.
In Jesus.
Ìṣúra ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
There are treasures there.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀pọ̀ wa ló ṣe wípé nígbà tí a gbàgbọ́.
But there are many of us that we will believe.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ni kò mọ tí ìfarajìn jẹ́.
You never understand what commitment is all about.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kò mọ tí a pè ní ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
And you never understand what consecration is all about.
Ìyẹn kò wá jẹ́ kí irú ẹni bí ò gbádùn ìgbàgbọ́. gbọ́.
By that is not being tremendous privileges of faith.
Torí náà ní àárọ̀ yìí.
Therefore this morning.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí a mọ ìṣe pàtàkì. Ìparadì àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀ nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
God wants us to understand the importance of consecration.
Máa pí kókó ọ̀rọ̀ yìí sí ọ̀nà mẹ́ta.
I'm going to disseminate my topic in three sub-areas.
Láti lè mú kí n tí mò ń sọ kó lè yín yékéyéké.
So that you will be able to understand my message comprehensively.
Tí kò fi ní dàbí ẹni pé ọ̀rọ̀ pásọ̀ kan ṣàpọ̀sà.
So the message will not be like just many words.
Láfi lè mọ̀ wípé èyí tí Ọlọ́run tẹnu pásọ̀ yìí bá wa sọ nìyí.
For you to know that this is what God is speaking from the mouth of this man of God.
Pé ìfarajì àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀.
That commitment and consecration.
Mo fẹ́ sọ ní ọ̀nà mẹ́ta.
I want you to discernate to point number one.
Amen.
Amen.
Ọ̀nà àkọ́kọ́.
Point number one.
Ó ní ìpèsè ìfarajì àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀ nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
Call to commitment and consecration.
Ìpèsè ìfarajì àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀ nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
Call to commitment and consecration.
Abala èkejì.
Point number two.
Ó ní ìtọ́kasí àpẹẹrẹ ìfarajì àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀ nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
Case studies of commitment and consecration.
Abala ìkẹta.
Point number three.
Ó ní ìfarajì àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀ àṣírí ìgbádùn Olúwa nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
Commitment and consecration, the secret to enjoy God in faith.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ta ni nínú wa tó ṣe wípé ó ti pa bóyá onímọ̀ ogun pa màálùú ni tàbí ẹran.
Who among you have caught the killing of an animal, goat, cow?
A rí wípé tí ẹ bá wípé wọ́n bá yín pa ewúrẹ́ tàbí màálùú.
When you ask them to kill a goat or cow for you.
Ẹ̀fẹ̀ kí wọ́n ẹ̀fẹ̀ rí pé ẹsẹ̀ orí rẹ̀ lọ́tọ̀.
You want to see that the
head. Ẹ bá mi ṣe ìfun rẹ̀ lọ́tọ̀. Ẹ bá mi ṣe ara rẹ̀ lọ́tọ̀. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ ẹ bá mi ṣe lọ́tọ̀. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àti bẹ́ẹ̀
kọ́.
Ẹ mọ̀ wípé ẹni fẹ́ kí wọ́n sá orí, kí wọ́n sá gbogbo ẹ̀ papọ̀.
You don't want them to cut everything mixed
together. Ẹ fẹ́ kí wọ́n yọ orí lọ́tọ̀.
You want the head to
be. Kí wọ́n yọ tinú rẹ̀ lọ́tọ̀.
Bẹ́ẹ̀
náà ni a máa ń ṣe nínú àwọn nǹkan
yìí. The same thing we engage in these days.
Nígbà tí a bá bá wa tí a bá sọ kókó ọ̀rọ̀ wípé ó ti di ọ̀rọ̀ tá a fẹ́ sọ
nìyí. Cross the topic.
Tí a sì sọ fún wa wípé àwọn nǹkan tá a fẹ́ sọ nìyí o.
You have been told the scope.
A ní láti yọ orí rẹ̀ sọ́tọ̀.
Let you put the
ka yọ ara rẹ̀ sọ́tọ̀. Ka yọ ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ sọ́tọ̀. Ìyẹn ni yóò fi lè yé wa.
That will enhance understanding.
Ó ti dára fún yín. Ní orúkọ Jésù. Mo mú abala àkọ́kọ́.
I'm on to point number one.
Èyí ni ìpèsè ìfarajì.
Call to come.
Àti ìyára sọ́tọ̀ nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
Consecration in faith. Call.
Ìpè.
Call.
Sí ìfarajì.
To commitment.
Mo fẹ́ kẹ́ padà sínú ìwé Rómù.
Check back to the book of Romans.
Orí kejìlá.
Romans chapter 12.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní.
Verse 1.
Ẹ̀gbọ́n ó ní nítorí náà.
Then. Four.
Yẹn pé ọ̀rọ̀ kan ló ń sọ ọ́ bọ̀.
That means there's a word revealing it.
Tó sì wá rí wípé nǹkan kan ni yóò mú kéèyàn lè ṣe.
Now he sees that something will enhance the
order. Ó wá ní nítorí náà.
Therefore.
Mo fi ìyọnú Ọlọ́run bẹ̀rí ara.
I teach you, brethren.
Ẹ fi ara yín.
That you present.
Fún Ọlọ́run. Ṣẹ̀gbọ́n ẹ fi kíni o.
You do what?
Ara yín fún Ọlọ́run.
To present your body
unto God. Ẹyin ẹ rọra fi àmì sí nínú ìwé mímọ́ yín.
Mark it in your
Bible. Pé mo fi ìyọ́ ó mọ ohun tó wà mẹ́.
He knew the content
of
the
world. Mo fi ìyọ́ Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ yín.
I beseech you by the mercy of God. Brethren.
Ara ẹ fi ara yín fún Ọlọ́run.
That you present yourself unto God.
Ẹbẹ ni.
That's an imploration.
Ẹbẹ tí pèsè ni.
It is an imploration unto God.
Mo mọ̀ wípé tí èèyàn bí àwọn tí ó ń pè ní ara.
He knew the people tag.
Àwọn tó ń bá wí níbi tó ń bá sọ̀rọ̀.
His audience are this book of Romans.
Ó ní àwọn tí ó pè ní ara.
They are the people he called.
Àwọn tí ó sì ń pè ní ara ni àwọn onígbàgbọ́.
And brethren can otherwise be called believers.
Àwọn tó ti fi ayé wọn fún Olúwa.
People that have given their lives to the
Lord.
Àwọn
ẹni ìgbàlà.
The saved men.
Àwọn tí a ti ti pẹ̀jẹ́ Jésù rà padà.
Those that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
Àwọn tó ti gbàgbọ́.
Those that have believed.
Àwọn tó ti ronú pìwàdà.
Those that have repented.
Tí a ti gba Jésù lolúwa.
And have received Jesus as
their Lord.
And relied on him.
Àwọn ló ń bẹ̀ tó sì ń pè.
Those are the people Paul was talking to and
employing. Ẹ fi ara yín.
That you present yourself.
Ẹ fi ara yín.
That you present
yourself. Ẹ fi fún Ọlọ́run.
Unto God.
Ibi tí àwọn nǹkan tí a gbọ́dọ̀ máa mú ní pele ìpele nìyí.
Observations of these systematic
order. Ó ní ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ó ń sọ lẹ́nu Paul wípé ẹ fi ara yín fún.
The spirit of God spoke to the mouth of Paul that present yourself.
Ó mọ̀ pé.
He knew.
Ẹ ti fi
that you have given your spirit to him, you have given your mind to him.
Now
you present your body unto God. Present your body unto God. You present your body unto God. Present your body unto God.
And
you present your body unto God. A living
sacrifice.
You know some people.
Maybe
some other places.
What shall we pray?
They tell him,
God
is really concerned about your heart.
But
now, yes,
Paul
says, present your body. Present your body.
Not
just your heart alone. Your spirit, your mind, and your body.
You
present it unto God.
God will
say, present your body.
That
means everything about your body.
You
sanctify for
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 I want
you to observe the word well.
You
present your body unto God. Present your body unto God. It means commitment. That means you dedicate yourself. Surrender yourself. Presenting yourself unto God. That means presenting your body
back,
your time, what your personality, your age.
You lay
it down for God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. When they say commitment, commitment deals with you and everything you have to lay down for the sake of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Not considering your age. You go to church. You pray. Do all things.
I'm
going to give you an example. The man was called Zacchaeus.
He's
a tax collector.
Somebody
called a tax collector. Very rich.
And
he's an aged man.
But
he heard about Jesus.
Now he wants
to know and see Jesus.
He
wants to hear from him. On the day he heard about Jesus, he wanted to meet him. But his stature cheated him. A short man. Number two, their crowd. I want you to consider what commitment is all about. Church and their crowd. What does he want to do? Just like a wealthy man. Not just a young man. Not 20 years of age. Between 50 to 60 years. And was very rich. He was an heir. I thought he was God doesn't want me to see him today. But now he ran just like a young man. And climbed the tree. But he knew of commitment. Because he was a devoted man. He ran. My point. You can see he could pack aside his age. To the Lord. Never look at that. He ran just like a young boy. He climbed the tree. Something amazing there.
In your country, man, but like, okay.
There's something happened. Someone have been coming to my
mom. Very
anything. Now you're short.
I was going to be in your back.
He said he's going to pass through those trees, go over the tree there.
Who is he going?
He climbed the tree.
He got to get to see that
the time Jesus was to pass under the tree.
Jericho!
At Jericho.
Something
amazing.
Jesus is there.
Jesus was there. While passing under the tree, looked up, called them as if they knew each other, called them by
name.
They've never met before. Let Zacchaeus come down. Does this man know me?
And so much man know
me. Knew how Zacchaeus was confused and everything about him. Come down, Zacchaeus. Today salvation comes into your heart. That was what Zacchaeus did.
Giving
you an example of
Ifaraji. Una la koko
costeling
time. Kilo akoko to sare to bi gogi ye kankan lo le fe se o fi le.
He might have done something with the time he used to run and climb the tree.
No, ni bi a ti se gbagbo.
Something the way we believe.
Awon kankan da to se pe to ba ti tu akoko kan a fi sile.
There's some things that way some Olorun comes we surrender
for God. A fi le lati gbo ti Olorun.
We surrender to hear from God.
Sentiment en ba ni paraji.
Someone that is committed.
Awon ipade kan da to se pe ko le mo wa.
There's a program that will be
used for you. Ya to
the five prayer.
Ke se pe mo mu
You are being forced. But you know it is an obligation for you to be before God. You have to spare that time. You spare your body. You go to the Bible study. You'll be there to listen. At a time of revival. Nothing, you'll be there. You go. The sitting at the Jesus feet time.
Whatever
the assignment, you pack it aside and say, I'll be you go there.
You
hear the word. That's called commitment.
Now
I'm discussing the call.
When
they say present your body to God, the meaning there. That means it's
a time.
It's time. For the Lord. Because of the Lord. Commitment. Part of it is to have time of communication. You have time to pray.
The Father Jenny.
Commitment.
You have
time to tell
God.
You have time to deny yourself. You say, I'm not eating today. I want to talk to God. Part of commitment. Whatever when it
says,
I beseech you by the mercy of God,
brethren,
that you present your bodies unto God, a living sacrifice. Present your body unto God
as
called to commitment. Now I
vow
to consecration. Consecration now. 1 Corinthians. Second Corinthians rather. Chapter 6. I'm reading verse 14 down to 18. Now you understand commitment. If believe and you don't have time for God, you are not committed. You have time for God. When you believe and things hinder you from doing the things of the Lord, you are not committed. Now when we discuss consecration, you see, be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Let me stop a bit here. You can see all the analogies here.
What relationship is between light, darkness? Do they really agree? What relationship between righteousness and unrighteousness? Talking about consecration, that you are light, they are darkness. When they say agreement, I cannot even explain to your understanding. Harmony. Something that relates, correlates, that correspond without difference. That's called agreement. Now, what agreement is between light and darkness? Also, friends. When I say friends, if I am to be your friend, someone whose character, attitude, and destination agrees with yours is your friend. That's why they say, show me your friend, I tell you who you are. If you are in friendship with the chief and you work on his team, people have understood with those that you have an element of stealing. The things that make you agree. Things that make you agree. There is something that corresponds. I believe you understand what I'm saying. That's called to consecration now. Are the medical practitioners told us smokers destroys his body? He told us the dangers in his body. Not just his own. Oh, very sorry, you're not here yesterday. Hallelujah. He's not only affecting his soul. How about even his friends? His friends? That one, the passive smoker. The smoke is like their shared age. I don't smoke, you go away. Even him, he needs to be consecrated. Not to have him as enemy. When some are not friends, that doesn't mean they are enemies. That doesn't mean you don't greet him. That doesn't mean you don't talk to him. Praise someone who you agree with character, that you speak together, that you go together. Hallelujah. What fellowship, what agreement is between light and darkness, believers and unbelievers? Hallelujah. What agreement are the temple of God with idols? Don't you know you are the temple of the living God? By faith you have become a temple of God. Another language, that you have become a house of God. But the Lord has said, I will dwell in you. That's for believers. The Lord said, I will do what? He will dwell in you. And when the Lord said, He's going to dwell in you, He's going to be your God, and you shall be His people. If the Holy God could dwell in you, what should you do? You have to be consecrated and holy. When God deposited Himself in your life, you need to be holy. You have to be holy. All your body, be holy. And that's why He said, Romans 6:13, that you do not surrender your, give your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. It's not about abuse or pushing you or being difficult. He said, don't bleach. Don't bleach. Buy normal soap. Now that you are a believer, don't bleach. Buy good cream. If you are dark in complexion, God knows that that is what is worthy of you. That is one pattern that suits you. If God created you to be brown, He knows. and you are truly fair in complexion. You don't need to bleach again. You don't need to fix eyelashes. You don't need to add attachment. You don't need to fix nails. And this person with you as brethren. The reason being, you are the temple of God. God dwells in you. Now he requested that you sanctify yourself, that you consecrate yourself, you separate yourself. That's a call. It is a call. And I'll check verse 7. In therefore, because you are the temple of God, and God now dwells in you. From you he wants to speak. He wants to operate in you. And then it says, therefore, come out from among them. I'm not the original speaker. That was what was written, repeating to you. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Separate yourselves, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will receive you. Look at the call to consecration. Consecration is abstinence from things that though are not sinful, but can lure into sin. Listen, don't you believe you will see yourself? There's some engagements when you are in sin. They are not truly sin, but can lure you into sinful activity. Take for instance, look at playing of games, maybe are you lockdown or ludo or cards. When you are playing game, when you are very addicted to it, you will be prankful. That's how smart you be, you look. When the father and the child, they will be pranking. The child can say, I'm going to beat you, my father. You wouldn't know when he will utter that.
Daddy,
father.
Can you say, man, you told me we pay?
Because that's the nature of the game.
Abuda.
That's the attribute.
Are you titani?
Of game.
Only a rat.
That's prank.
Only a effect.
That's jokes.
Only or be a refin.
That's rude words.
Tori no more nonuti. Oba loye.
Therefore, the child of God understands that when you believe, because of the nature of that thing, you are staying from it. Some never knows.
So
don't play games.
So
open your Bible. Where is it in the Bible? That game is a sin. Truly, it is not in the Bible.
Sugar,
but
we pay Bobo or Apara, Bobo or Dibaje.
See that every corrupt people should not proceed out of your mouth.
You know,
corrupt people wants to come out of your mouth. Anything that may lure you into it, part of the thing, that's it. If you have nothing to do, go and sleep. Read the Bible. I'm giving you illustration of consecration. You know, maybe in your area, the seat at the front of a particular house, and you're always there together when you are among the leader. When someone comes now, gossip
about
gossip about him. Now she's conceived. She's conceived. She's conceived. She's conceived. That one. She's using the head of her husband. That one. It was our wife that subdued her. You know that the sickness of the
scornful.
Now you are a believer. You are a believer now. You separate.
Not
that you will not be abusing. You not abuse them, but you will not sit with them again. Because no. If you sit with them, even if you don't utter anything, you will hear. That's called consecration.
Mommy, are you?
Say, Lord, why can't you come here? You see, I'm busy. I'm doing something. You didn't say, I don't have time. You have to pick fish. You have to fire going to hell. Going to hell. You are a child of God. You separate yourself from them. Now please don't be annoyed. I have many things to do. I can't sit with you. I can't come there. First, second day, month, 2 months. It says things is our different. She doesn't want to relate with us again. That God can make others to change. I'm discussing consecration. Consecration. It means abstinence from everything may not give you a edification of the spirit. Everything that may hinder your smashing of the spirit for the Lord. Is that God wants to use it for something? Now, the things you may be doing that may not be separated from it. Let me give you an example. You look at the heartless. Maybe athletes, the rock, or footballers, or the gymnastics. Can you observe their consecration? They are consecrated. Anyone that is to be very active. I want to be very active. Will not eat a food.
As we eat
under the Amala Heba.
Semo.
Fufu. You will not eat that. When he eats that,
he
will be very heavy.
He's
a footballer, they dribble him and he falls on the ground. They dribble him and he falls. He will be overweighted. When they play for him, they play for
football.
To go and meet the counter is a problem. Because he's not consecrated. But when he's consecrated, listen, to eat a by his ears, to eat anything more than his ears, seem not sinful. Not smoking, not drunkenness is a food. But so that you were very active in his chosen career. As I will say, I will not eat that. Maybe just 3 morsels. Twice a week. Every other food, soft one. Same thing, the case for believers as well.
Amen.
Anyway, First Corinthians, chapter
9.
I'm discussing call to commitment and consecration now. Verse 24.
First Corinthians 9.
Verse 24. Run in a race. But one receiveth the prize. So long that you may
obtain.
I want to draw your attention to the one that receives the prize. Many runners are there on the race, but he's the one that receives the prize. Consecration. I know a particular footballer during those days. When he's on the feet. He dribbles from one goalpost. When they pass the ball to him, around 79, 1980, they shout his name. When he touches the ball, he touches the ball and goes to score. He dribbles till he scores. When they play him the ball, one day they showed his grief. What was that? In the house he lives. He has his training facility, different facilities. He has many facilities I cannot explain.
The thing was shown.
Ni oru.
At midnight.
Di ago meji meta ni otiji.
2-3 is up already.
Ope meta once you say, you were at bebolu.
Now, ball.
Oti ni bi amon bebolu ti ansoro.
One in north with his head, one in north, one in north, one in chest, one in chest, one in chest. When he practiced all those,
there's
some pegs on ground. Some pegs. Now be intercepting the pegs, intercepting the pegs. I said, no wonder.
He
was consecrated and committed to his own career.
He
wakes 3 a.m. every day and does that till morning in his house. Now he wants to play with an opponent who has left since night to 7 a.m. When they get to the field, he dribbles our opponent. He dribbles him mercilessly. The same thing. I'm giving illustration of this sportsman as we are running spiritually. We are running spiritually. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now
we
do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible.
Therefore,
so I run, not as uncertain, so fight I, not as one that befit the year.
Amen.
Amen.
Daddy and mommy. Mumba was on Nipa. Ifarajin ati yara soto.
Discussion with you consecration.
Won si soto duro fun.
That's what consecration means.
Ama so wi pe umbayi. Umbayi.
Ama
ri iru anso awon goldi mayeti anso meshe.
Use of earrings,
let chains.
That I have become a house of God. I'm a house of God. I must be separated for God. Peradventure, God wants to use it. Free for God.
That
was why I don't add any cream. My eyes, everything on my body.
And
Lord, you might be in me. That's why it is natural. Watch the way you create me.
That's
God commitment and consecration. When God wants to use some people, the hindrance is this.
How
can I deal with this man? Don't you know what the Lord says in the Israelites?
From
the mouth of Moses.
Tell them
the congregation, all the chief,
everything.
Then I will understand what you do with them. Tell them to remove all the nonsense. To remove all the attachments. Tell them that they take it away so that I know what you do with them. Hallelujah. Why did God say that? Why has God uttered that?
Exodus 33 verse 5.
And the Lord said to Moses, that you are connected, I will come up into the midst of thee in the moment that you see. Therefore now, put off thy ornament, that I may know what to do unto thee. Take it off. A believer that Christians are on the ground. God will not tell you, you'll be the one that you separate yourself from. Oh, yeah, I am. If you want to make it of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know the way you present yourself? Just like demons. Just like demons. People never have dreams and seen for anything good. Even God will not use him to symbolize because he is not consecrated.
He is not consecrated.
Is what with you.
I want to point
out to you. Now you understand what consecration is. And you know what commitment means. Commitment and consecration. In faith. Very important, you spouse, you brothers. What has God believed us to consecration?
Oh my God.
Alone.
He dog asi apere ifarajin ati yara soto ninu igbagbo.
Keep all this of commitment and consecration and faith.
He dog asi mo le dog asi fun yin o.
The case study I can give unto you many.
Like Genesis dey fi yan lo
po. From Genesis to Revelation there are many people like that.
Ati ni ranta wa yi.
And even in this situation.
Some akan ro na talk asi die.
But I'll just give you a few.
Mark wo eni akoko.
Number 1.
Mark so nipa Esther.
Take it about.
Te ba lo sinu iwe Esther.
Book of Esther.
Te ba lo ka.
You read.
Akori keji.
Especially chapter 3.
Element.
You will understand the personality of
Esther.
She was
committed,
trained and moral. Trained by
Mordecai.
Trained in that training. Was committed and was consecrated. You
see?
When all the other maidens are acting the way they like. And the king's demand for virgins. She could see the commitment and consecration for extra to be the
most.
She had been trained. That's how you do, that's the way. The put on sketch, the put on tight balls. She had been trained. Committed to that thing. A commitment. A commitment. A consecration. When Mordecai went to that they decreed death over the Hebrew men. They go and declare.
I will go in fasting,
prayer, 3 days. If I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. Those are people that are consecrated. She has become a queen already.
She is number one, number now number two, case three.
She's not two, she's not three, she's number one. She has many food. She has good eggs. Many never fast when she has food. There is food abundance. God does not want us to fast now. I pray we we'll never curse ourselves. Is it until you don't have food at home?
Eh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The first lady of a particular country, and she was fasting. She fasted for 3 days. Marathon. And she had begun that practice since also Ezra
at Nehemiah.
And Nehemiah, their names were written on their books. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10
says,
for Ezra had proposed to this man to seek the law of the Lord to do it and to teach
it,
to speak, to do and to teach. That's consecration, that's commitment, absolute consecration. These men were trained even when they are in captivity. They are scribes, writers, professionals. They are professional writers. No equal of
aim.
He was committed and
consecrated.
He was of the men that led Israel back to Judah.
He was the one that superintended the building of the broken temple.
That is Nehemiah.
Except in Nehemiah.
These
men, they were not ordinary mere believers. They were committed and they were consecrated. Committed and consecrated. It was Nehemiah that God used to build up the fence. Fence means the teaching, the doctrine rather. It means the doctrine of the word of God. It was Nehemiah that God used to raise up the fence. Those men consecrated themselves, they were consecrated unto God. Ordinary believers were left there. They were not of the God's
usage.
About Daniel.
Daniel
and the three Hebrew men.
Check
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Daniel and his friends were there in captivity. And the king ordered his servants, check among the Hebrew young children, the one that handsome, elegant, very eloquent.
I
bring them.
I
want them to open my gate. Clean my environment. Who are the princes among them? Go bring them. And he picked them. Daniel was part of the one chosen, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And when they were picked, that's fine. Let them be studying in the school of the Chaldeans. I don't want them in my palace, in my environment. I wouldn't want them to speak in Hebrew. The Chaldean language. Enroll them in university. 3 years they were there in the university. Feed them with the food of the king so that they were very good looking. When anyone wants to come sing, the oppose is coming because of their dispatcher. In that kind of food, that was what they are. And Daniel proposed, why should he be marrying here in the land of
slavery?
In their land, they were captivated here. Now they want to feed them into another enslavement. To be opening gates. Feed me with ordinary pain. For Daniel to eat the king's meal was not his thing. He consecrated himself, committed himself. He said no to that. And the servant of the king said, you are going to put him into trouble. The king will come and check over you. When he sees that you are lean, he's going to behead him. Try him 10 days. And they tried them 10 days. The observation was that their eyes were more better than those eating the king's meal. Very good looking. And the servant said, no problem. And at the end of the third year, hallelujah, that's commitment. He was excellent above others. Excellent above others. How about the three Hebrew men? How they told Nebuchadnezzar? We wouldn't have spoken. But what you have said, that who is that God that will save us? If you don't know the God of God, we know He will save us. Nevertheless, if He doesn't, we are ready to die. If He does not save us, we are ready to die. That's a commitment. And all the people bowed down for the image of that idol. When you hear the drum of the cymbals, you don't
put down your head, I'm going to throw you to the furnace. They said, never, they will not bow down. Don't you know what other men bow for? Many are bowing down for the spirit of fashion, for demonic spirit of fashion. People are bowing down for the demon of money. People are bowing for the demon of immorality. For the demon of gothic
dances.
In churches, bow for them. That's the devil
planted
image, power. He has implanted that idol. But then, the three blue men said,
Maria,
no. I have married the mother of Jesus.
One
we must talk about at the time.
So, Nikani,
was she the only lady?
One angel is lati orun.
An angel was sent to her.
Iwo ni eni ti akoju si se
lore. You are the one who has found
favor.
How the Lord is with you.
Igbagbo re ni faraje ati yara soto ni.
Her faith was with commitment and consecration.
Ko se se ku se lara ko to se lemi.
She was not immoral spiritually and physically.
O jara re so to si jomo to deko.
She consecrated and indoctrinated child.
Ko so ko je.
What have I said she was? Tell me.
A
doctrinated
child.
And God knew that she was spiritually and
morally
trained, and an angel was
sent
to her. An angel was sent to her. You that you are obtained the
favor of God.
You give her to that child.
That's
consecration.
About
Paul.
That's
Corinthians chapter 9. I've
read it.
The last of the apostles and the most excellent of all.
That's
my accident. But he was committed. I'm checking on point number 3. Commitment and consecration. The secret to enjoy God in faith. I want to ask you now. Who wants to enjoy God?
Amen.
Amen.
If
you want to enjoy God and faith,
you
must request for the grace of commitment and consecration.
You
must request for it. Check back Romans. Romans chapter
2.
Verse 1.
Therefore,
I beseech you, present yourself unto God as a sacrifice acceptable, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Separate yourself.
For
being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen.
I farajin ati ayara soto lo nje keyin o ati mo ife Olorun lori nkan lo nje onira.
It is your failure to be committed and consecrated that means make it difficult to know the will of God.
Mo ba bo ti dagbo to ba farajin.
Now that you have believed, you are committed and consecrated.
Mo lagboko ti wo gangan bo Olorun soro yato si pe awon obi re npe yin bi pe morning devotion.
If you have personal devotional time for God, you have your own time.
Mo to di pe o de ikorita ati yan gangan ati yan oko ati yan aya.
Before you come to that juncture, you already know which you
are.
Not that you go to a particular person, this one name is that pray, which one. You will understand.
The
kind of career to be chosen, you will know.
If
you are committed and consecrated in faith, that you may understand the perfect will of God. Commitment and consecration. It makes you easily understand the will of God. It makes God to be manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Commitment and consecration. You know, I understand that God has done your life and yours in
it. You'll be transparent.
Now your commitment and consecration will make your life transparent.
Will
make your life transparent. Now that thing in your life will become obvious. People then see God in your life. Commitment and consecration.
Awa mu ki ogun Olorun, ewo Olorun, tito bi Olorun, mimo
Olorun yo je go di mimo. Mightiness, glory of God shines upon you.
Ifaraji ati yara soto.
Commitment and consecration.
A ma mu ki eyan gbe mi to tayo tebe.
It makes to receive excellence.
Ebe yo wa di et.
Above equals.
Eni to tayo.
Excellence.
Ewa tabolu ti mo so.
Look at the footballer I chilled you about.
Ewo Esther ti mo so.
Look at Esther I mentioned.
Ewo Ezra.
Look at Ezra. Look at Nehemiah.
Gbogbo awon te ri to tayo.
All those excellent men. They were committed.
Daniel.
And at the end of the third season, when the king had tested them, he was 10 times better than his equals. Having wisdom, of education, of dream, of vision, everything. God gave him understanding rather. If he was to be an ordinary believer, he would have become a believer. He was not the only one
captivated.
All Daniel would have said, Daniel, yours is too much. When they gave us food
and
everything, you only key yourself. You only key yourself. Your eyes will be lean. You might develop ulcer, but she kept quiet speaking of them. He never had ulcer, he became
Israel.
He had an exceeding wisdom. By your faith, you need commitment and you need consecration. It makes you enjoy God.
If
you open the door of your life for excellent spirit,
Oba Nebuchadnezzar fe mu awon Daniel sin ni.
Nebuchadnezzar want to enslave them.
Daniel wa di anything dare.
But Daniel became his administrator.
Sori under to lala.
When he had a dream,
Emma kia kia lo so da moye.
He became one of the counselors of the king. One of the counselors to the king. Those are special advisors. And the original intention was to be a gate man. He became a counselor. After the counselor, he was second in command to Nebuchadnezzar. It was not ordinary that Nebuchadnezzar had the dream. He never knew the dream, neither knew the interpretation. And Daniel spoke everything. Not ordinary.
He set it for a genu babu ati yara soto sin.
That is a work of commitment and consecration.
Ninu iwe Daniel ori kewa.
Daniel 10.
Mo so fun wa nipa nigba ti Daniel wa ni ibi agbegbe kan.
You are told Daniel in a particular place.
Mo so awon oro kan be.
He spoke so
well.
He was the only one that saw the vision. Others never saw it. Ask me, why didn't others see? Does he have two heads? No, he was committed. Others are also men like him.
Well,
they were not committed and consecrated. He was the only one committed. It was part of his consecration that led him to fasting and prayer that he wanted to have this talent. He saw what others could not see. If you want God to reveal mysterious secrets to you, your faith, you need to be committed. You need to be committed. And that grace will possess your life. Consecration. It is the secret of enjoyment
in
the Lord. It makes one a vessel of honor unto God. God will use you. Your shadow, appearance, voice, everything will be used. Is it that God make use of your life? You will be more excellent above your equals. In a nutshell, because I'm going to conclude here for today, I can categorically tell you the secret to enjoy God after you believe, you must be committed. Go understand what commitment is all about and understand what consecration is all about. If you don't have, you cannot enjoy God.
All the men that you see,
the
believe and the suffering is perpetual and unceasing. 4 or 5 years suffering still there.
There's
no commitment and consecration. If he has
suffering
might come so
but you
go there. It was problem that led Daniel to that destination, but his faith and was committed and consecrated set him free from that suffering.
The reason
why many of us never enjoy it is because we never understand commitment, let alone do it. Commitment and consecration. Commitment and consecration. It makes to be excellent. Therefore, finally, when you believe, you are not committed, you are not consecrated, the person will not be renowned. Not be renowned and
feel.
Will never have any good reason. Just exist normally. And you will not be alone. I say you will not be a common man. You will not be a common man. Authorize it on your feet now. What's the topic of the message? Commitment and consecration in faith. Personally, ensure you communicate with God. To God you've
heard.
As you write down, when you get home, take up your Bible, you check it again. Pray over it. It will make your life go straight. You'll be more excellent than your equals. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. I understand now that every one of us have believed. But now, the grace for commitment and consecration,
you're
going to request for it. You pray that, Lord,
say
I come to the throne of grace. I request for the grace of commitment and consecration. Lord, release
to me.
Open your mouth and pray. Say it.
Ori ofe ifaraji ati yara soto Oluwa e yonda re fun mi. Ori ofe ifaraji,
grace for commitment
ati ti yara soto
consecration
e yonda re fun mi Oluwa.
Release unto me.